Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we introduce tools that will assist you in opening awareness to your own incredible awesomeness and empower your journey to authentic living. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. Well, if you're listening to the original presentation of this show, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. The original airing of this show is Christmas Day, and the new year soon to follow. Hopefully you're now able to let go of the hustle and the bustle of the rush to get things done for Christmas, and I hope you are resting in the love and the peace that is truly available to all of you this time of year. While most people are already beginning to look forward to the new year and the goals and the intentions and the resolutions that most of us set, I hope you take time to just relax. Give yourself a break from that breakneck speed at which most of us live. A couple of weeks ago, Mark, my producer for Life's Toolbox, and I had a conversation about how fast time seems to be going. And it seems like it gets faster each year. It just goes faster and faster and faster all the time. Because of that conversation, it led me to look deeper into the speed of life. And, well, a new tool was developed. I'm sure you've all heard someone talking about it and have probably felt the same way yourself. You may have heard it or said something along the lines of, I cannot believe it's already time for the new year. Time seems to go by so fast these days. I know I feel that on occasion, and most of the people I meet have some version of that statement that they're experiencing, and most of them are even saying it. Along with this statement, many people are carrying regret for the things that they did not get done over the last year. Some of us look back to this time last year and wonder why we did not get more done on our intentions list or our goals that we set, or we wonder where the time has gone. So the tool for today's show is very simple. Slow down. The statement is simple. The actual act of doing it seems extremely hard, if not impossible, to many of us. I know that even with awareness of what is going on to cause time to fly by, I get caught up in it, and I have to literally remind myself to slow down. I don't care how much growth you do, how much personal growth you experience, you have to remind yourself to practice what you learn. Now, for those of you who are extremely busy, you know, who have those extremely busy schedules, I'm not saying to stop doing the things you have going on. Slowing down doesn't necessarily mean to slow down the pace at which we live. It is more about the pace at which we think. Having said that, I do challenge you to take a good close look at all the things that you do and consider which of those are necessary. Ask yourself if your world will fall apart if you let go of some of your tasks. You know, the truth is the world will probably not cease to exist if you stop doing some of the things that you do. However, some of the things may be extremely important to you. If so, keep doing them. What happens in our lives is that we get so caught up in putting ourselves in a position to have a better tomorrow that we forget to live today. How many days have you crawled into bed at the end of the day and wondered where the time went? How many days have you spent where you were so caught up in the tasks of the day that you did not fully experience any of them? While I talk frequently about taking full responsibility for everything in life, we kind of are not completely responsible for this action. Well, we do make choice to live this way, but we do not always consider the different choices. The world around us is conditioning us to keep looking for the next best thing. The world around us is in hurry-up mode all the time, and we actually pride ourselves on thinking several steps ahead. When we do this, we miss out on what is going on right now. And what is happening now is usually pretty amazing. We have convinced ourselves that if we slow down, we will miss something or get left behind. You know, I know this to be true. For me, the place that I feel the most like that, the place that I feel like I get left behind is in the tech world. You know, I catch myself seeking new technology that will help grow my business or allow me to provide the best presentation of content that I just get so caught up in it that I sometimes forget to just be present and to present the content in any way that I can share. When I get caught up in that technology, I'm behind all again. New technology is great. I love it. But what we have to offer is even better in that technology. So the lesson here for me is to just keep putting out there the content that I want to share, the content that I truly believe is going to assist someone. And then once I do, I can find a way to enhance that through technology for the people receiving it. So slow down. Like I said, it's not about the pace at which you are moving as much as it is about the pace you are thinking. I have a piece of paper on my wall above my desk with a sequence of events that helps me remember to consider what I'm thinking. It reads like this. The top line just has the word thought. Under that word, there's an arrow pointing down to the next word or words. The next line says emotional change. And then there's an arrow below that pointing down to the next word. That next word is action. And then there's an arrow below that that points to the word outcome. Our thoughts create an emotional change. If our thoughts are thoughts of lack or being behind or fear of missing something or any kind of negative, fearful thought, we create an emotional charge equivalent to that thought. We create an emotional change that's the equivalent of that fear. The emotional change dictates our action, and those actions determine our outcome. When we slow down our thinking, we can create the emotional change that serves our well-being and the well-being of our outcomes. So I mentioned that most of us feel like if we slow down, we will miss something. And folks, the truth is, we will miss something if we slow down. Lots of somethings, in fact. We will miss the stress of hurrying all the time. We will miss the anxiety of racing to meet the deadlines. We will miss the heartache of special moments missed with loved ones. So just how do we slow down, either our thinking or our pace or both, without missing the important stuff? I think I talked about it here on the show before, but I'm going to bring it up again because it's very important. I saw a beautiful presentation by a college professor once that sums up what is possible in our lives. This presentation holds true for both pace of living and pace of thinking. The professor had this large glass jar on her desk at the front of the class. She looked out to the students and asked, "Is this jar full?" Every student in the lecture hall answered with a confident no. She then placed several large rocks in this jar, filling it to the very top. She then asked, "What about now? Is this jar full?" This time she received a resounding yes. She just smiled, quite a large smile, and pulled a large cup of gravel out from behind her desk, and she poured this gravel in. She kind of shook the jar a little bit to make sure that the gravel fell all the way through, and she did this until that jar was completely full of gravel. It was all the way to the top. Many of the students smiled with understanding, and there were more than a few of them with statements like, "Oh, I get it." She then asked, "Is the jar full now?" Again, a resounding yes came from the students. The professor smiled again. She reached behind her desk, and she pulls out a large cup of sand and proceeded to pour it over the rocks and gravel. She shook it a little bit to make sure it settled all the way down. She filled it all the way to the top and repeated her question, "Is the jar full now?" While many of the students wondered what might be next, most answered yes again. The professor smiled and said, "Not quite yet." She reached behind her desk, pulled out another large cup, and this one was full of water, and she poured this into the jar until the water was all the way to the top. She looked out of the classroom and asked one more time, "Is the jar full?" Many of the students chose not to answer for fear of being wrong, but some of them did answer yes. And this time, as far as the professor's presentation was concerned, they were right. Some of you great thinkers out there may know of something else that could have been added, but the presentation to make that jar full, but for the presentation purposes, this jar was full. This is a wonderful example of how we can choose to spend our time. Had the professor added the ingredients of the jar in any other order, she would not have been able to get all of it in. Had she put the sand in first and then the gravel, the rocks would not have fit, at least not all of them. In her explanation, the rocks represent the things that are most important to us. The gravel represented the things that were still important, but not quite that A-list type of importance. The sand represented the things that we simply want to do, and the water represented everything else that goes on in our life. You know, I absolutely love this, and I remind myself to consider my task list this way frequently. Now, here's the kicker. We must put a value on the things that are on our list, or we'll never know what to go first. What's most important in your life? Does your job rate higher than your loved ones, or the other way around? When you ask yourself these things, you must let go of the conditioning that we've put on ourselves, the conditioning that we've been taught. Many of you may have answered the question about job or loved ones with something like this. Well, I have to do my job so I can support my family and have enough money to do the things that we enjoy doing. That is conditional thinking. And that is what launched us into this fast-paced living that we all do so well. Release the conditional thinking and take time to really place value on the people and the things and the environment of your life. Once you have things sorted according to your values, you can create a priority list. Continue to leave conditional thinking out of the process all through this. Let me give you an example of my personal list. My value list goes like this. In that first position, that most important position, if you were to read my list, you'll find my loved ones, my wife, my kids, my grandkids, my friends, my dogs, and I also place my continued spiritual and personal growth in this category as well. I feel that without all of this, my life is just going through the motions. In the next position, I have my work, this radio show, Life's Toolbox, and anything else associated with Empower Radio. Those are very, very important to me. They haven't quite made it to that list where I have my family and loved ones, but they're still extremely important to me. Working with my clients in coaching workshops and my healing work, my work with my spiritual centers also here, as well as my writing and my corporate trainings. In the next position, I have exercise and travel and date nights and fun stuff. And then in the next position, I have what I call go with the flow items. Doing special projects around the property, entertaining opportunities that happen to pop up. You know, many of these things will move up into some of the higher positions once I've considered them or once I begin them. But this is kind of the way it all starts. The first position is the one represented by those rocks. If I don't put my family and my loved ones and all of those extremely important things, my spiritual and my personal growth first, I end up taking for granted that they will be there when I get around to them. Some may be. Some may not. You know, I'm not willing to take that chance. So I build my day around this position. Once I have done or planned what I will do with this position, I can add in the second position and then the third and then the fourth, the gravel, the sand, and the water. It is important to notice that many of these items work well with items on one of the other levels as well. For instance, travel, which is in the third level of value, sometimes comes into play when I'm experiencing first level value items with my family, and sometimes I travel for work, which is in that second level. Now, I know all this sounds like a way to just make life busier, which would make time fly by even faster. I know it did for me when I first considered giving it a try. What happens, though, is this causes us to be more mindful of what we're doing in our day. When I consider each day where my priorities lie and what is most important for me, and I include everything, not just what is most important work-related item I need to get done, but when I tune into life, when I tune into the value of these things, I give myself an invitation and permission to fully experience all things, not just the most pressing. When we leave out being present, we truly are just reaching for a completion of the task. We put ourselves in a position to just get done, and folks, time is wasted when we do not experience what we are doing on a conscious and mindful level. That is kind of a blanket type statement, but truly, there are no exceptions. If we do not fully experience what we do, there is no sense in doing it. We are just going through the motions, and time flies by. And that is a waste of the most valuable resource we have as humans, which is time. When we mindfully participate, we get to enjoy the experience, even if we do not enjoy the task. When we mindfully participate in life, we experience the fullness of life. And folks, that is the gift we give ourselves and others. Let me give you a quick example of what I mean when I say we can enjoy the experience, even if we do not enjoy the task. When we must have a difficult conversation, for example, with a difficult person, we may not enjoy the conversation at all, but we can enjoy the courage and the experience of saying what needed to be said. We can enjoy making sure we are understood and that we understand the other person. We can enjoy being able to walk away from the situation empowered and stronger and probably more loving, at least for ourselves. This does not mean the actual conversation is pleasant. It just means that when we are mindful, we can guide the conversation, or at least our side of it, to be healthy and productive. When we are mindful, we can ensure that we do not allow ego and fear-driven behaviors to blindside our intentions. Anyway, when we tune in to each moment of our lives, we can more easily experience it in a way that the greater good is served. The added benefit of this practice of slowing down is that you actually accomplish more. You will never feel as if you should have gotten something done when you consider the value you have placed on things in your life and then act accordingly. When you mindfully participate in everyday life, you will notice that you cut out the things that do not serve you and you spend your time on the things that really matter. The things that you do in life that you think you should do will either become not important because they do not serve a greater good, or they will become something you really desire doing. You will lose that should thinking and do them because you want them in your life, not because somebody told you that you should do it or you were taught that you should do it. So to recap our tool, slow down is not so much about slowing down your pace. It could be that. But that's not really the intention of the tool. If you have a lot of things that you hold with great value, you may still be running at a fast pace. What slow down does mean here is that slow down the lightning speed pace of your thinking. It's all about being right here, right now. Now, before we end the show today, I want to talk to you about some of the ways to put this into practice. Of course, the first thing that we talked about and we've already mentioned is to create your value list. This is as simple as listing everything that you do on a daily or a weekly basis. If you have things that repeat on a monthly basis or even longer than that, be sure they get on here as well. And then put a value to them. Like I said, lose that conditional thinking. Don't have them in a certain position because they should be in that position. What serves your greatest good is the question here. What holds the most meaning for you? And again, remember to leave out that conditional thinking and just go to your heart for this. Create your list and categorize your items. Then build your day accordingly. Our mind is going to try to take over. Your ego is going to try to take over this process. Just know that. But just continually ask yourself, is this where it needs to be? Does this serve me? Is this important to me? How important is this to me? Phrase it any way you want to, but ask the questions. Make your list first, ask questions of each of them, and then place them in a category of values. Top value serves you and those around you that you care about. The next level still serves you, but it's not quite as important. Third level, if you don't enjoy doing it, it shouldn't be on that list. And then that fourth level is life. Okay, this is where things that happen can be dealt with. But if you do them in this order, you're going to find time for everything, and you'll be more mindful of what's going on in your life. And when you become more mindful of what's going on in your life, time will slow down so that you can actually experience, and for the most part, fully enjoy what you have going on. Another thing that I do to help time slow down, if you will, is meditation. And it's not just that 20 minutes in the morning and that 20 minutes at night that I feel the slowdown. I feel it all day long. What I'm doing with meditation, and let me just point out that it doesn't have to be 20 minutes in the morning and 20 minutes in the evening. It's whatever you can do where you can actually settle in to the truth of you, that you can settle into peace and kindness for yourself. It might be 5 minutes in the morning and five at night or whatever. But if you start your day with this, it's a beautiful thing. You know, a simple quiet meditation is all you need. Something that allows your heart and your mind to link up for the day. And you want to start with your heart. Once you have your heart resonating throughout your whole body, then you can bring your mind into it. You don't even have to meditate on what you're doing for the day. Just simply allow your heart and mind to find peace and stillness. And from here, you can choose your path for the day, and you will have set your emotional charge, if you will, to one of peace and kindness. And folks, this really will last you for a good part of the day. If you feel like it's not lasting, or if you feel like something has distracted you from that, take a few minutes. We'll talk about the three breath awareness here in a second that will help with this, but just take a few minutes and go back into meditation. One of the things that can help with your emotional charge and help in creating your value list is to practice a gratitude list. This can be very, very simple. Write down three things you are grateful for each morning and then again at night before you go to sleep. Do your best to not repeat anything, at least for a while. You know, if you get 3 months into this thing and you want to repeat that you're grateful for the air that you breathe, do it. But challenge yourself to come up with something new every time you write the list. What you'll find is once you get started on this thing, once you allow yourself to see what you're grateful for, it's going to be very easy to find things that you're grateful for. One of my connections on social media is about to wrap up a beautiful gratitude practice that she started, I believe it was last January 1st. She started, it was a 365-day gratitude where each day she posted something that she was grateful for. You know, I haven't heard from her yet whether she's going to repeat this in 2018. I certainly hope she does, because it always reminded me to consider what I'm grateful for. I saw it every morning and before I even started my day. And so it's a beautiful process. Another way to slow down your thinking and become more mindful is the three-breath awareness that I just mentioned. And we've talked about it here on the show before. This three-breath awareness is simple. It's just three conscious breaths. They don't even have to be deep breaths, but they just need to be conscious breath. Breathing in, know that you're breathing in, and breathing out, know that you're breathing out. Do this three times, and it's going to settle everything. It's going to calm everything that's going on. Breathe in as deeply as you need to in order to be conscious of this. So it could be deep breaths, but it doesn't have to be. And then do this throughout your day. If you're heading into, like we talked about earlier, if you're heading into one of those conversations that's going to be difficult or you perceive it as difficult, do this three-breath awareness. Just come back and center yourself into peace and kindness. Do it before anything that you do. I have alerts set on my phone so that it's going to pop up. So when I get really, really busy, my phone buzzes and I look down, it says three-breath awareness. And so I just take literally 30 seconds, maybe a minute, and I just breathe. This alerts your mind that you are tuning into your heart, and you will fully experience the moment. This assists you in not living out in the future somewhere where we sometimes end up getting stuck. This brings you back to right now. As you practice three-breath awareness, ask yourself, what am I thinking right now? If you are stuck in the future thinking about what's next, come back to the present. Be mindful of what you are currently experiencing, thinking, and feeling. It is in this action that you can actually make changes that serve you for the better. So folks, slow down your thinking and maybe even your pace. Life truly is precious, and to race through it is a waste. Experience life fully. When you do, you will find more and more and more ways to fully enjoy what you're doing. And when you can do that, time slows down. And then remember one more thing that might help you with slowing down is remember what I was telling you about earlier about that piece of paper that I have on my wall. First word is thought. Thought leads to emotional change. Emotional change leads to new action. And new action leads to the outcome or the results that you're looking for. Thank you so much for listening in today. I invite you to follow the Life's Toolbox Facebook page, where you will find daily affirmations to help brighten your day. You'll find links to this show and some of the archive shows as well, and then lots of other goodies too. Also, please visit my website at www.kennybrixey.com to find out about my books, personal and spiritual growth workshops, coaching programs, corporate workshops, team development events, seminars, and other works. I'm adding emotional release work to my services to assist you in moving beyond all that keeps you away from the life you desire. And in February, well, actually in January, I'll be offering a free 21-day online workshop on enriching relationships. You're going to find out information about all of that on my website, www.kennybrixey.com. That information is coming soon, so if you don't see it when you first check in, just check back. My deepest gratitude goes out to Brent Carey for creating this amazing resource for empowered living that is Empower Radio. Also, thanks to my producer, Mark. He is an amazing member of the Empower Radio family and an awesome producer for Life's Toolbox and then several of the other Empower shows as well. Be sure to listen to some of the other shows here on Empower Radio. There will certainly be at least one that will hold meaning for you, and then share those, and in that you're sharing goodness and kindness and love with the world. Until next week and beyond, be present in all you do. Merry Christmas and happy holidays. Love and peace.